His Spirit. His Spirit. His Holy Spirit, praise God, is here. He's right here. He's right there where you are. We're going to see something out of the Bible today that I believe is going to set you so free and equip you to do what God has you born to do in this world, greater than you ever had any idea was possibly available to you.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland, a special airing from 1989 on the power of the Holy Spirit in you.
First, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive the presence of the living God among us today. We open our eyes, we open our ears, we open our spirit. We ask you to flood us with the revelation of Jesus. Reveal your Son in us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have talked about the fact that Jesus prayed the Father. And when he went to the right hand of God, prayed the Father, sent the Holy Spirit into the earth. And Jesus, you remember what Jesus said? He said, on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The rock that he was talking about, if you'll study that out, was the rock of revealed knowledge. And he has sent the Holy Spirit to reveal him in us. Praise God. Now, I want you to open your Bibles with me today to Galatians chapter 5. This came as a startling revelation to me back in the mid-1960s. And I'll tell you, turned my life upside down, inside out, strengthened it where it was weak, and has continually blessed and strengthened me ever since. I had been a born-again child of God since 1962, here it was 1967, so 5 years had gone by there. And I'll tell you for a fact, now I knew the difference, but you really couldn't tell a whole lot of difference in me on the outside if you just knew me casually. You could have if you'd known me intimately, but Gloria could sure tell a difference in me. But there was a whole lot of things in my life that weren't any different. I was still just as sick just as often as I had ever been. I was in a bigger mess financially than I'd ever been. I was just as stupid as I'd ever been. The only difference in me, there was something in there, and if you'd asked me, I maybe would have told you it was the Lord. I don't know, but I knew he was behind it. I just really didn't know that he's in here. Yet I did, but I knew it in a religious way. You know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't real to me. I didn't talk about God being in me unless I was at church and somebody was preaching about it and somebody asked me if I had received the Holy Ghost since I'd believed. Oh, yes, amen. Oh, yes, hallelujah. But then, all during the week, you couldn't tell it. I didn't realize it. It wasn't real to me. When it became real, certain things began taking place inside me to reveal Jesus in me. Now, here in the first chapter, we read this yesterday. We'll just read it again. To reveal His Son in me that I might preach Him among the heathen. That's what the Apostle Paul said. That's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit, is to reveal Jesus in us. He is our helper, our comforter, our counselor, our intercessor, our advocate, our strengthener, our standby. He's here to help, to teach, to empower. He's here to reveal. He's here to reveal our redemption. He's here to reveal who we are in Christ Jesus. Jesus said He'll reveal the truth to you. When you know the truth, truth make you free. Well, I began to realize by teaching of the Word of God, by studying the Bible, by listening to tapes by Brother Kenneth Hagin. That's where I started listening to tapes. And then I began to listen to what Brother Oral Roberts was preaching. I was at Oral Roberts University as a student. And I was listening to him. I was listening to Brother Hagin. I was listening to these men of God and watching them. I mean, I watched them like a hawk to see how they lived and how they walked by faith. I knew they lived by faith, but I wanted to see how they did it. Because one thing I did believe with all my heart, that God was no respecter of persons, and that these things didn't work for Oral Roberts or Kenneth Hagin or Billy Graham or somebody else just because they were more holy than I was. That didn't hold water with me. And the more I read the Bible, the more I realized that we're born again into the likeness of Jesus, and that these men were walking, taking advantage in the spirit realm of what had been bought and paid for them by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it was available to every believer. Now, men have certain callings that they're anointed to carry out, but you, I don't care who you are, you have a calling of God. There's a purpose for which you were born, and God will anoint you to carry out that purpose, whatever it may be. There are certain advantages, however, that every born-again child of God has in the spirit realm that I'm sorry to say most Christians don't know anything about, that have nothing to do with your calling, and nobody has more of it than another one. Now, that's what I want to speak to you about today. I want you to see something here from the 5th chapter of the book of Galatians. Now, I want you to listen to this now. Now, the Apostle Paul is writing this book to a church of people. I mean, they're just folks, okay? I mean, there's big ones, little ones, skinny ones, fat ones. There were different colored skinned in that church. He said, neither Greek nor Jew availeth anything but the new birth. Praise God. I mean, they had poor ones, rich ones. They had some that had a lot of faith, and some of them, just faith poor, seemed like. They had all kinds of stuff in these churches, just like we do today. And anything that he wrote to this church in Galatia is good for you as a member of your church, wherever you are. It was written to born-again people that had problems, just like you've got. Ours may be complex in one way, theirs might have been complex in another, but this is the Word of God. Now listen to this. He said, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Sound like a bunch you know? Yeah. This I say then, now listen to this. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts or the pressure that's brought about by your flesh. He didn't say, get rid of your flesh, and then you can walk in the Spirit. No, he said, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Well, all right, let's read on. For the flesh lusts or puts pressure on the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, in that particular spot right there, he's not talking about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's not, he's not striving against your flesh. That's your born-again spirit within you. And this is what got hold of me back there in 1967. I had this inner desire to do the things of God, and my flesh wouldn't let me do them. I mean, I tried to quit smoking. I tried to quit, see? I tried to do this. I tried to do that. I mean, my heart would just tear me open on the inside because I didn't want to do these things. It seemed like the more I didn't want to do it, the more I did. And I'd throw my cigarettes out the window and turn around and go back and get them. I mean, such dumb, stupid stuff as that. And don't look at me in that tone of voice. I mean, you've done the same kind of dumb, stupid stuff yourself. Yeah. So, I was searching for answers to this kind of thing, but I found myself searching out here on the outside when I needed help on the inside. And what came as such a surprise to me and a revelation to me was the help that I needed was already in me. Not only in the person of the Holy Spirit, but now listen to this right here. If you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and revilings, and all this kind of thing. He said, which I tell you before, as I've told you in times past, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, he's not talking about slipping and falling into those things. He's talking about people that live their life like that and seek after these things. If you're still seeking after these things and you're trying to sin all you can sin and get away with it, well, even though you may be going to church on Sunday, I mean, there's this thing that hasn't happened on the inside of you. People that have been born again are not looking for a way to sin and get away with it. They're looking for a way to break the power of their flesh to stop this kind of stuff in their life. Now, listen to this. This is so interesting. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. No work of the flesh has power to overcome these works of the Spirit. Now listen to this very, very carefully. Here's something that, in fact, this is the point that I want you to get today. When you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the Spirit of the living God, upon God's instruction, what He's been sent into this earth to do, the moment any man, woman, or child makes Jesus Lord of their life and turns their life over to Him and accepts Him as their spiritual head and just simply invites Him to come into their lives and take over, the Spirit of God Himself has been sent into the earth to cause that person's spirit man. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in this body. You didn't become a spirit after you got saved or after you got born again. You've always been one. You are a human spirit. Now, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and you die, your unborn again spirit still belongs to the devil and you're going to spend eternity with him. That's just the way the book's written, brother. I don't think that's fair. Well, there ain't nothing. Who said anything about being fair? Huh? The devil isn't fair. Sucker will kill you. Lie to you. I mean, you could serve him all of your life with all of your energy, everything you have. And the day you die, he'll be the dirty, rotten dog that killed you. That's just him. He's no good and he's not fair. But God Almighty has given you a choice and you make him Lord of your life. He'll give you every weapon of his life and nature to take authority over the devil, and there ain't nothing fair about it. The name of Jesus, praise God Almighty, has all authority over him, and he doesn't have a fair chance when you take authority over him in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having your loins girt with the truth and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, glory to God, and the sword of the Spirit, the word of the living God. What's fair about that? There ain't nothing fair about it. Amen. Take authority over the devil, bust his head, and run him out of your life. Not only that, he sent the Holy Spirit to be your teacher, your guide, your intercessor, your advocate, hallelujah, your strengthener, your standby, your comforter, praise God, your ever-present covenant friend that says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you, even to the end of the world. And he's there now, praise God. Now, I said all that because I want you to see this. When you were born again, here's what I got hold of back there all those years ago in the late 60s. When I was born again, I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, November the 2nd, 1962, born again, and said, Jesus, come into my heart. And He did. He said, anyone that comes to me, I will in no wise cast him out. When I was born again, the Bible says I was born of the Spirit. Now, when my body was born of A.W. and Vanetta Copeland, I took on my body their nature. I took on, my body had the same looks. I mean, I looked like my parents. I had the same makeup as my parents. Not only that, they trained me and raised me, so consequently, I have the same traits in life as them. I mean, that's where I learned. Raised in the household with them. The Word says when you were born again, you were born of the Spirit, and that the Word was the seed that caused you to be reborn. Peter wrote it like this. He said, we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God which lives and abides forever. Now, all of this, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Against these spiritual forces right here, there is no law. Fear can't overcome faith when faith is released. See? Lusts and habits can't overcome the godly power of the Holy Ghost temperance when it's released. Now, all of those characters of Jesus. That is the character of Jesus. That's what God revealed inside the Apostle Paul. This is the very character and makeup of Jesus. When you see Jesus, you see love. When you see Jesus, you see faithfulness to God and faithfulness to His calling and so forth. When you see Jesus, what do you see? You see peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. We're talking about the character of Jesus. Now, when you were born again, these spiritual forces were born into your spirit because you were born of the Holy Spirit. They are in there. You don't have to seek God for love. It's in here. Not only that, the Holy Spirit Himself is in there, and the Bible said the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Oh, what I caught on to, what I want you to catch on to. You're born of the Spirit. Those forces are in there. Faith is in you. Oh, brother, I'll tell you, if I got any faith, I don't know it. I know it. That's the reason I'm telling you. But it's in there. Don't look way off out here for it. Look in the Word for it. As you feed on God's Word, as you feed on His promises, and go in line with it. Don't go like a little child or like you were, or like I was. My daddy came in and said, now, Kenneth, here's the way you want to do it. I may not have said it to his face, but I thought, you old fogey, I ain't going to do it this right way. I'm going to do it this way. And, of course, I failed it because he'd already tried it that way when his daddy told him, and he goofed it up too. He's trying to save me that failure. If we go to the Word and read it as God's instruction to me, I can have peace in it. And when it says, by His stripes ye were healed, then I say, thank God, by His stripes, if I was healed, then I am now. And I speak to this sickness that's trying to attach itself to my body, and I rebuke you and command you to leave. The result of that is faith. I don't feel any faith. What does feelings have to do with it? That's all the work of the flesh up here. It's already in your spirit. It's born in there by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your Father. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Jesus is your Lord. Your success is not off out here based on what somebody else does. Your success is right here in this Word, and it's right there on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost is in there. He's in you. Jesus said heaven and the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Get up out of that depression. Get up away from it. I've been right where you are, and I'm telling you, long as you sit there licking your wounds and talking to yourself and feeling sorry for yourself, I know you don't want to hear this. Bless God, I'm going to tell you anyway. Somebody had to tell me and get me up out of there. And I'm telling you right now, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. But it's not going to come automatic. It's going to come when you act on the Word of God and get up and say, I'm going to praise God anyway. I don't care what my flesh feels like. Mr. Devil, you take your hands off of me in Jesus' name. I don't belong to you. Jesus is my Lord, and greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not moved by all these debts. I'm not moved by all this failure. I'm not moved by not having a job. I'm moved by the Lord God who meets my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And I thank my God I have a job, and the Holy Ghost is going to show me where it is. Praise God. I'm on my way to success. Now what am I doing? Well, two things particularly. Number one, I'm walking in the Spirit instead of in my feelings. Number two, I'm developing and releasing by yielding to the Holy Ghost, I'm developing and releasing the character of Jesus, the very character of the Lord Himself, building character and strength and endurance and spiritual power and overcoming faith so that everything the world throws at me, praise God, I can rise up in the strength of the Spirit of God and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. Welcome, everyone, to the 33rd Southwest Believers Convention. Praise God. Oh, it's a good time, and the best is yet to come. Oh, folks, we haven't seen anything yet.
Isn't it a joy to be a part of this meeting? Isn't this a glorious meeting?
This conference is going to be the best conference you've ever had in your life.
What kind of convention are we at right now?
Why can't it be you? Why does it always got to be somebody else? Why can't it be you? This is a believers' convention. We're telling you, it can be you.
This group is going into the supernatural. I don't care where you've been up till now. From now on, faith is going to be defining your future.
We will never accomplish apart what we could accomplish together. Not even close.
I believe we are living in such a time where we're going to experience the favor of God in an unprecedented way.
We're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. We have the God-given ability to think like Him, talk like Him, see like Him, hear like Him, and get His results.
When you jump in this gospel of grace, it is going to impact every part of your life, and it is going to make a difference in your life, and you will not be the same. That is the agreement.
Something just stirred in my spirit, and I was just like, I need to be there.
This is where I get refilled, refreshed. This is my rejuvenation station.
When we come to these conventions, we get fired up.
Every single time I come to one of these conferences, I always get many words from God and just feel whole and complete.
Everything necessary, Lord, for people to hear and receive. Lord, that their eyes would be open, their ears would be open, and that the Word of God would be manifest, quickened.
It's like heaven on earth when I'm worshiping God here with all the believers from all around the world.
You call me home. Yes, you do.
Age doesn't matter.
Any age can have a relationship with God.
I am a super kid. I'm an ordinary kid doing extraordinary things for Jesus.
Coming here was really exciting for us because we knew our kids would be fed and we would be fed and kind of go.
You walk in the doors of this place and the presence of God is here.
I come one way and leave another way.
We wanted to dive into this anointing, you know, to see all these people with our eyes, to be in here, you know, to get this food from God.
You can't come up with any bad thing that's not under the curse. He took it in himself for you and me so that we can have the blessing. You've already been bought and paid for. He's already healed you. He bore himself your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by his stripes, you were healed. If you were healed, you are healed. We receive healing from the top of
Hallelujah.
Our heads to the soles of our feet.
The Word of God is awesome, and I just keep getting more and more fed with the Word of God, and I just love it.
They make it to where it's relatable right now.
I was ready to spend as much as I can to be here.
This anointing flows through this convention just to have to be here to feel it.
Until Jesus comes, I will be keep coming here.
These are your days, saith the Lord. Take my word on it. Believe me, and all of the forces of heaven are at work today, doing what needs to be done for the body of Christ in this earth.
This is the beginning of a new wave. This is the beginning of the tent anointing. It's back. It's back big time. Glory to God. It's miracle days again.
The Southwest Believers Convention is always such a powerful meeting, and you saw there what a great time we had in the presence of God. And I want you to know that when you partner with this ministry every Friday on this broadcast being Offering Day, that's what it's going towards. You are investing in meetings like that, in services like those that are reaching people all over the world. That's the investment, the kingdom investment that you're making. And the book of Galatians says that whoever sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap life. And many of you watching are already partners, and we want you to know how much we love and appreciate you. We praise God for you, and you have caused thanksgiving to abound towards God. If you've never become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, I suggest you go before the Lord and say, Father, is there something you'd have me do? Is there a part you'd have me play in this? And if there is, you get involved with us in this thing, and you be a part of preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Amen. Now, if you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can go to kcm.org, download them absolutely free, watch them over and over, get this good word on the inside. Amen. Go to church this weekend, and don't miss Healing School next week with Gloria Copeland. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.